I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Ned Bell joins me now, the executive chef at the Four Seasons Hotel in Vancouver. Will be one of the headliners at Eat Vancouver, the Food and Cooking Festival, the 30th of May to the 1st of June 2014 at BC Place Stadium. He'll be participating in the Celebrity Chef Throwdown on Friday night with Vikram Vij and Jackie Ellis from Boku Bakery. We'll talk now about food in Vancouver, appearing at Eat Vancouver, you at the Four Seasons, and his summer plans. I understand that Chef Bell will be cycling across the country beginning on Canada Day in St. John's, Newfoundland, concluding here in Vancouver in September. I'll ask him about the journey and the awareness it seeks to raise for sustainable seafood. Mr. Bell is the founder of Chefs for Oceans, which promotes healthy lakes, rivers, and oceans. At Ned Bell is the Twitter handle. Visit chefsforoceans.com and useafood.com for more information. And, of course, eat-vancouver.com for tickets and information for Eat Vancouver this weekend. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Ned Bell. Chef Bell, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Joe?
Pretty good yourself.
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
So it's Sunday morning when I'm talking to you. Have you had lunch yet?
I actually just finished a TV shoot for Global Morning and for a little family cooking segment called Better Together, mm-hmm. and just actually out for a run in this glorious Vancouver morning, although a little wet.
Yeah, it is. It is today. Yeah, but I hear next weekend will be good, right?
Well, next weekend will be good no matter what because we'll all be inside at Eat Vancouver, so we're pretty excited about all that's going on with that.
Yeah. Have you appeared at Eat before?
You know what? Luckily enough for me, I have for many years. Eat Vancouver and also their sister event, used to be sister event in the Fraser Valley. And
right.
Eat is just such a phenomenal, I mean, it's really the best event of the year when it comes to a festival of food and people that are keen and eager to learn and try and see different things. You know, always a whole bunch of my peers that are on stage, so it's always a bunch of fun.
Yeah, and it must be fun meeting people who might recognize you from your appearances on TV or who've been to the restaurant, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, I started cooking long before Food Network exists, so I cook because I love it. But certainly, you know, television and social media and traditional media are fantastic outlets for our restaurants and for our brands, for sure.
Yeah, and so when people come up to you to talk to you, they must ask you like for tips on what to do in the kitchen. I mean, what's the thing that they ask you most often?
Well, usually it's relevant to what they might have just watched or seen me doing. You know, whether it's roasting a perfect piece of fish or choosing the right vegetable or fruit depending on the time of year. You know, people love food. I mean, it's what connects us all. Fueling our bodies, and you know, in the last 5 years especially, you know, with the boom of farmers markets, you know, you see just people get really engaged about what they're buying, where they're buying it, who they're buying it from, and who caught it or raised it or fished it or farmed it, or you know, the artisans that put their love and care into it. So for me, usually it's just simple tips, you know, how to pan sear a piece of fish or how to roast a perfect vegetable.
Yeah, well, we're pretty lucky in the city, aren't we? With the variety of food that's available to us year-round.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, we, you know, not only do we live in the best city in the world, best country in the world, we're blessed with, you know, the breadbasket of British Columbia and the Fraser Valley, and we're so close to the Okanagan and Vancouver Island. It's an incredible shellfish industry on the West Coast, and you know, just phenomenal products. I mean, I've cooked all over the world, certainly all over this country, and there's some pretty special places in the world, but we're pretty blessed to call Vancouver home, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, and I understand this summer you'll be cycling across the country.
Yeah, I started a new not-for-profit society, a foundation called Chefs for Oceans,
mm-hmm.
chefsforoceans.com, and really to try and raise awareness for healthy food, healthy lakes, oceans, and rivers, and Canadian parks and wilderness. And so I've launched on this crazy dream/journey to cycle from St. John's, Newfoundland on the 1st of July, Canada Day, all the way back home to Vancouver on September 12th. So I'm going to do 16 events with basically the best chefs in the country in 16 different cities, and just going to be extraordinary, really trying to celebrate what healthy seafood is, what my peers are doing in their communities and their regions, provinces, and try and link us together. You know, we do a good job of celebrating healthy seafood on the West Coast and certain pockets throughout Canada, but, you know, I felt it, you know, maybe a responsibility to stand on a wobbly soapbox and get out there and try and connect my peers. One of our goals is to launch Canada's first National Sustainable Seafood Day, although make it official. We started last year, and that's going to be March 18th. So, you know, lots of great work ahead for chefsforoceans.com, and people can go on and support the journey if they wish, or they can even come down to eat and buy a can of specialty wild albacore tuna that I've created as a little $10 fundraiser for my journey. So
yeah, people can get that at Eat Vancouver. I also saw that, I think, at the fish counter on Main Street. Is that right?
Yeah, we're selling at the fish counter and Edible Canada down at Gravel Island, and the Dirty Apron on Beattie Street, and Well-Seasoned Gourmet out on the Fraser Valley, and also Eat. I'm hoping to sell a bunch and connect with people and get them to go on the website and check out my journey, and hopefully, if they're interested, or, you know, maybe in some of the markets that I will roll through, or even back at the big event that we're going to do on September 12th at the Four Seasons. It's a public event. People can come and support. Hoping to have some incredible guest speakers. So yeah, it's going to be incredible.
And as you, first of all, it'll be fun to see the country. But the other thing is I guess you'll see firsthand just how important a part of our diets in Canada seafood is.
Well, you know, 80,000 people in Canada rely on the Department of Fisheries for jobs. Well, actually, not the Department of Fisheries, the fisheries industry. Wild and sustainably farmed. You know, not only that, 2 billion people around the world rely on the world's oceans for their daily source of protein, and we're fortunate enough to be surrounded by three of those oceans. You know, we're only 33 million people in Canada, but, you know, my dream, my big, hairy, audacious goal is to have sustainable seafood accessible to every Canadian within the next decade, and so I'm hoping to connect with the communities that are doing some great work, you know, and really highlight my peers. You know, chefs have this unique ability because two-thirds of all seafood is consumed in restaurants. And, you know, we have this really unique opportunity to highlight great quality seafood and then hopefully engage people to head to their retailers and start asking for, you know, great quality seafood. And that's it in a nutshell. Raise awareness, educate, and then increase accessibility. Those are my three small dreams, Joe, which aren't small at all, of course. But
yeah,
well, what I'm working towards.
No, it's a great dream. It's a great goal. When we hear in the news the price of crab, the price of the spot prawns, they've gone up in price as of late. Is that because we don't have enough places to get them that are sustainable? Or is that the outside market, say, around the world that's buying it up?
No, I mean, obviously we're, you know, there's a number of ways to look at it. You know, we are so fortunate to be, to live in a part of the world where we have incredibly high quality, you know, luxury quality, and sometimes those prices can reflect that, you know, luxury quality seafood from the wild salmon, the five species of wild salmon, to Dungeness crab, to, you know, BC's pock runs, the incredible farmed shellfish industry, from oysters and mussels and clams, and then all the, you know, the unsung heroes, the other seafoods. But, you know, we seem to focus in our world on really high quality, high expensive stuff, and that's when the red flags, you know, come up. First of all, you know, the way I look at it is we got to pay the fishermen what they're worth. And I think a lot of seafood is undervalued. And fishermen are, you know, basically living beggars' existences to try and sell their wares, you know, some of them anyway. And, you know, I don't have any problem paying a little bit more for the best quality seafood in the world. I just think, you know, maybe what it makes us think about is how delicate that industry is and how much we really have to nurture it and take care of it. You know, the shellfish industry fluctuates on an annual basis. You never really know where the prices are going to be. This year, crab was highlighted because, you know, there was a shortage of you know, the crabs that we're able to take. And it's in, you know, constant demand. I mean, luxury seafood, we do have some of the best seafood in the world. It is supply and demand market. You know, if people are willing to pay a little bit more for it, then unfortunately our prices go up here. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're running out of it, although we certainly have to take better care of our oceans to make sure that we nurture the wild fisheries moving forward. And spot prawns are no different, you know. I mean, when prices go up like that, I make sure that I keep buying because I want to make sure that the fishermen know that we want to keep that seafood in our backyard, keep it at home, keep it on our dinner plates. You know, otherwise they will sell it to other parts of the world where they will pay those prices.
Yeah, we were talking a minute ago about how great Vancouver is. I guess we in this city took cheap prices for granted for a long time.
Well, I think we do around the world. Unfortunately, yeah. we don't pay what we should for our food, and we don't necessarily have as much respect for it as we do. We throw out so much, and we waste so much. We are so fortunate to live in a city like this, although Vancouver is such an expensive place to live for many different reasons. You know, our accessibility to incredible products are one of the perks of living here, and you know, I think people have to remember that, you know, not everybody can afford Dungeness crab or spot prawns, of course. Seafood, unfortunately, we're addicted to the drug of cheap quality seafood, and that is just, you know, in my opinion, a bad road to go down. And, you know, maybe instead of buying 20 pounds of Dungeness crab at $30 a pound, you buy 10 pounds of Dungeness crab at, you know, at $30 a pound. You just monitor your spending a little better. You live within your means and your budget, and you still get to enjoy it. You just don't enjoy as much of it. You know, I think we eat too much protein center of the plate anyway. I think we need to fill our diets with more nutrient-dense plant-based cooking, and, you know, maybe it will shift us a little bit, you know. But that's kind of the whole point of my journey. You know, the Chefs for Oceans initiative is not about me. It's about my peers and how we feed our consumers and customers and friends and family, and hopefully engage them to understand that seafood, no different than the chicken or the beef or the pork industry, is a commodity. It's a high-end commodity, and we can't always expect cheap prices for these, you know, fantastic products.
Now, Ned, because we see food on television a lot, competition programs, cooking programs and the sort, reality shows, it's become, I guess, for young people, a view onto to your industry, to your business. And I'm assuming that a lot of young people want to get into the food business now because of what they see on TV. What advice would you give people who want to pursue a career in food?
Well, first of all, it's a great question. You know, I'm one of the lucky ones. I feel incredibly blessed to get to do what I love every day, which is cook and, you know, feed people. I mean, I started cooking because I was feeding my younger and brother and sister, you know, when I was in my early teens, and fell in love with the industry because, you know, the business of restaurants and food is all about people, and I just love engaging people and seeing that instant reaction whether you've, you know, touched their soul or their heart or their tummy with something you fed them. My advice is, you know, don't get into the business to be on television and be a celebrity chef, because it's no different than being a celebrity in any field. You know, you got to love what you do first. The craft of acting or being an artisan or being a fisherman or cooking food or ranching, you know, or farming, it's got to be in your blood. If it's in your blood, you'll do incredibly well. And you know, invest 5 years in learning from some incredible mentors at the very beginning of your career, because no one can ever take away your foundation. You know, I did my apprenticeship at Le Crocodile, and that was like basically like going to Harvard here in Vancouver. You know, no one has ever been able to take away from me my core skill set of classically trained cooking, because at the end of the day, I know that, you know, no matter if I get to be on television tomorrow or anyone listens to my rant about sustainable seafood, you know, I get to go back into the kitchen and just enjoy cooking. You know, it's an incredibly difficult business. really long hours. But, you know, I always say it's no different than any other business. You want to succeed in any field, you're going to work your butt off. And, you know, it's not just the restaurant business, although it gets a really bad rap because we work different hours than most people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to work hard in any business or any dream to be great at it.
Ned, thanks for this. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. Best wishes for a great summer.
Thanks, Joe. We'll hope to see everybody down at Eat Vancouver this coming weekend.
Indeed. And by the way, say hi to Kate. I just realized that she was one of the first guests on this program about 10 years ago. So.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, that's my lovely wife, of course.
Yes.
And, she's off to Paris today. She turned 40 yesterday, and she's off to Paris for a little R&R with her girlfriend.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Well, send her my best. Thanks for this, Ned.
I will. Thanks, Joe. Have a good day. Bye.
The websites for more, chefsforoceans.com and useafood.com. Also visit eat-vancouver.com for tickets and information for Eat Vancouver. That's at BC Place, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. Ned Bell joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.